So good evening, everybody, and welcome to night prayer for Wednesday evening of Holy Week. For those that are joining us for the first time, just to say that we just leave in silence. Go when you are ready. There is no hurry. So just take a few moments to still ourselves. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And now, in some silence, we'll just pause for a moment and reflect on this day and all that it has held for us, giving thanks for all its blessings and its joys, but mindful of those things that we might not have been too happy about. But for me, I just give thanks for working with the children at De Weston School and what joy that has been. And I also reflect on the flowers that have been made by Pimpern School for the Easter garden. It's been a real sense of community. And I just ask God's blessing on those children and their families for this Easter time. Most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins. Heal us by your Spirit and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that with thy wonted favor thou wouldst be our God and keeper now. From
Chris, if we could have our psalm, please.
Psalm 70. Haste thee, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backwards and put to confusion that wish me evil. Let them for their reward be soon brought to shame that cry over me, there, there. But let all those that seek thee be joyful and glad in thee, and let all such as delight in thy salvation say alway, the Lord be praised. As for me, I am poor and in misery. Haste thee unto me, O God. Thou art my helper and my redeemer. O Lord, make no long tarrying. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 to 9. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backwards. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? All of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 13. When Jesus had thus spoken, he was troubled in spirit and testified, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was lying close to the breast of Jesus. So Simon Peter beckoned to him and said, "Tell us who it is of whom he speaks." So lying thus close to the breast of Jesus, he said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I shall give this morsel when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now, no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money box, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and in him God is glorified. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. For you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may rest in peace. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may rest in peace. So now let us pray. And this evening we have a prayer for ourselves. The Lord our God listens to the needs of his children. Let us make them known to him now in quiet confidence and hope. We pray that when we are discouraged, we may find strength in the signs of a loving and faithful God in those around us. We pray for the trust and openness to give our hearts and lives to God, as Jesus did. We pray for those who have lost hope, that they may find the joy of the Holy Spirit within their hearts. And we pray that we may be a sign of the love of God, to whom all meet in our days. We pray for all those in our community who are ill at this time, remembering particularly Lauren, Karen, Bryn, Mike, Prilly and Margaret, Carol and Jane. We pray for the souls of all those loved but now no longer see, those who have gone beyond the veil of this mortal life. Souls and the souls of all the faithfully departed rest in and rise in glory. We, Father, for all that you have given us in your love, grant us what your word has prompted us to ask for, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So visit this place, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now together we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In peace will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety. Abide with us, Lord Jesus, for the night is at hand and the day is now past. As a night watch looks for the morning, so do we look for you, O Christ. The Lord bless us and watch over us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. And the Lord look kindly on us and give us his peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all and all who you love this night. Amen.